It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, representing Minnesota's 6th Congressional District, and, of course, a former GOP presidential candidate. If you pick up today's Washington Times, front page, commentary section, ripping out Obamacare by the roots. And, you know, I can almost see you reaching down, Congresswoman, and just ripping it right out of the ground. You're serious about this. We have to do this, don't we?
I'm extremely serious about it. That's why I was the first member of Congress to introduce the full-scale repeal bill of Obamacare. We passed Obamacare at midnight on March 21st. The next morning, I was the first member on the floor. I slapped down a bill to fully repeal Obamacare because I felt it was imperative that we tell the American people we have not waved the white flag of surrender on socialized medicine. We are going to fight this until we repeal this and get back to true, high-quality, free-market health care.
Is this, in your mind, one of the most important decisions a Supreme Court could ever make?
There's no question, because the hinge of history is turning this week. By that I mean this decision will decide whether we remain a constitutional republic of limited government or whether Congress will have virtually unlimited power, because if the government can force us to engage in an activity that we don't want to, take us from an inactive to active state, force us to buy a product or service against our will, and then effectively decide how much the price of that product will be, we will have lost complete control over our lives. And that has never been what the United States is about. We'll change forever.
Yeah. I mean, that occurs to me that it would make it a bill about a whole lot more than health care.
That's right.
Yeah. Does it make it easier for the court to strike down something like this, knowing that so many Americans aren't on board with it?
You know, I think that we can't deny that popular opinion does weigh into the justices' decisions. From previous statements in decades past that justices have said about what weighs into their decision-making, of course, we don't know what is weighing on the minds of the current justices. But there's no question, 72% of Americans, in one of the most recent polls, said they see that this Obamacare bill is unconstitutional and they want it gone. 72% of the American people, that's 2 years after this bill is passed, it's wildly unpopular, and it's clear why. Because people see that Obamacare will cost them a lot more money, and they will get a lot less health care in exchange. In fact, denial of care, and this is over life and death issues. People don't want socialized medicine, and the court should pay attention.
You say the bill has already affected our economy. How so?
It's affected our economy, and we're looking at over 800,000 jobs lost due to Obamacare, and we're looking at 20 million people being thrown off their employer-sponsored health care. We know without a doubt that ultimately we will see a collapse of the private insurance market, and then the government will fully take over the health care industry. For the federal government to insert themselves in the private insurance market like this is incomprehensible. But I thought that it was interesting today when I was in the Supreme Court. It was fascinating because one of the lawyers was arguing that if the individual mandate falls, the requirement that every person must buy health insurance, the lawyer said, we wouldn't have to worry. The federal government would pick up the increase in cost. And it was humorous because Justice Scalia said, well, there's nothing about federal support that's unsustainable, right? That's infinite, right? And, of course, the courtroom burst out laughing.
Of course.
And it was also interesting later, Justice Scalia, toward near the end this morning, he said, here's my approach. It would be this. If you take away the heart of legislation, which is forcing everyone to buy this health insurance, which is the funding stream, he said, then the legislation's gone. Because once the heart is gone, how can the rest of the legislation stand? And Justice Kennedy brought up the argument, if the heart of this bill is removed, the individual mandate, that would bankrupt the insurance companies across the United States. That would have an incredible negative impact on commerce. So it's very clear the justices were highly skeptical today. And so I'm hoping that this will mean that the justices will find Obamacare unconstitutional, lock, stock, and barrel.
Hopefully, you're exactly right. But we all know the court has fooled us before. So we'll keep our fingers crossed until
that's
summer,
right.
That's for sure. Real quick on another note, you're sorry you're out of the presidential race. I know a lot of people are. A lot of people wish you were still there.
Well, of course, I wish I could be there. There's factors that come into play. And one of those is you need to have the money to be able to continue on a presidential campaign. Sometimes it may sound crass, but sometimes those can be the determining factors. And, of course, I would love to be in the race. I'd love to be able to repeal Obamacare. I'm the chief author of that bill. I'd also like to repeal Dodd-Frank. I'm the chief author of that bill. That bill is doing to the financial services industry what Obamacare is doing to health care. And I sit on the Intelligence Committee. I want to ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon because they have stated unequivocally they will use it to murder millions of innocent Americans, and they will use nuclear bombs against our ally Israel.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you run. By the way, your name's been bandied about as a possible VP choice for Mitt Romney. Would you consider it?
Well, that would be up to the choice of whoever our nominee is. We haven't settled on our nominee yet, but I'm a part of the battle, and that's why I'm running against my seat in the Congress.
All right. Congresswoman, great to talk to you again. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.